Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's a Monday here at the Gas Digital Studios, and it's me, your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico, saying welcome to the morning zoo. Someone took an edible last night to try and go to sleep and may have overindulged because I am still flying. Wow, I took 100 milligrams at about 11 o'clock last night.
It's too many milligrams.
And it is, somebody gave me medical grade when I was in Colorado. And oh boy, have they been kicking my ass. And every time I go, next time, take half of one. And then I go, nah, I'm going to bed anyway. Oh. And then I wake up high off my tits.
What kind of edible, though? Like,
was a little gummy.
Yeah, isn't that mean? Like, because, you know, we're big guys, dude.
So. It's not fair.
Yeah,
it's
you
crazy.
You hand me half a gummy bear and you tell me just to eat a quarter of it?
It's absolutely fucking ludicrous. Across the table from me, you just heard their voices from the boys cast. It is our good friend. So glad to have him here. Danny Polistrek. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. And next to him from the American Loser podcast, our great friend KP Burke. How you doing, dog?
Always happy to see you, buddy.
Oh, wonderful. Let's get plugs out of the way. KP, what do you want people to check out?
Check out the show American Loser here on Gas Digital. It's every Tuesday. And we got some coming out tonight at 7:30 as well. All knee deep in the Satanic Panic right now. That's what we've been writing about.
Excellent.
And then Dojo of Comedy, March 14th, my last little headlining date before my baby boy gets here.
So, very, very nice.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Good buddy.
You can catch me on the Boys Cast every Friday with Ryan Long. And if you guys who are listening right now, if you like call-in shows, I have a call-in show tonight at 7 p.m. on my YouTube channel, Low Value Mail, M-A-I-L, and I'll be on the road a bunch. Next dates are also March 14th and 13th and 14th in Fort Worth, Texas. I got Detroit, Pittsburgh, Chicago, a bunch of other places. Go to DannyComedy.com, get some tickets.
Very, very sick. Hey, if you guys are watching, you know I love you. My Instagram is Zach is not funny. My dates go up on punchup.live/Zach Amico. I got a bunch of shit cooking that will be announced very soon. And hey, if you love the show, go to gasdigital.com today and use my promo code ZOO. You save a little money off your subscription. You get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get access to the live chat so you can talk to each other during the shows. And you get the archives. That's right, thousands of hours of all your favorite Gas Digital shows. And you get our bonus episode on Fridays. We do three of these suckers a week. And that Friday episode is for subscribers only. But regardless of how you consume the show, sincerely thank you. All right. So, KP, you're doing Satanic Panic. Have you gotten into the preschool things where the kids said that they were getting flushed down the toilet?
It is, you're talking about the Michael Aquino one?
Mm-hmm.
And, that is the fact that we're able to talk about Satan and then just Oprah appears in the middle of the story. It's pretty, pretty great.
That's... Yeah. There was a thing with preschools. They had this Satanic Panic thing that they thought there was like cabals taking the kids for like sacrifices.
Yeah.
And basically, they found out you can't lead children in questioning.
Right. Like, they'll answer kind of like what you want them to.
They'll tell you a story. They're very eager to tell a story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So basically they were suspecting this preschool of being abusive. And then they were coming back like, yeah, the kid said that they flush him down the toilet and that there's a goat. And like they would describe all these like satanic practices. And it was like a real huge thing. Like it was on every talk show.
When was it, in the 80s?
Yeah, 80s Satanic.
Yeah, so 70s, 80s, and then late 90s. It kind of fizzled out with the West Memphis 3.
Okay.
Damon Echols, because that's when they were like, all right, this is a bit much, guys. All right. I don't think Satan is, you know, manifesting through teenagers wearing Metallica shirts. But yeah, you would have been a person of interest back then.
Oh, I definitely would have. Certainly not now. Did you see T-Bird's bringing back Asylums?
No, what?
Good.
T-Bird, and I got to tell you, as somebody who lives in a major metropolitan area, not against it.
No. Dude, I mean, they used to have tons of them in
the 50s. Yeah, he is. In his words, he signed a bill to bring back mental institutions and insane asylums, and he said he goes, you don't want to see them build these suckers, but they got to put them somewhere.
Yeah. And I mean, they just need ones where they don't rape them.
So
that was the problem before.
Yeah, well, it was Reagan.
Fair point.
Reagan shut them all down, because what had happened was, it's in the documentary Cropsey, that basically Reagan signed a bill to close them all, because what had happened is Geraldo Rivera, I believe, had somebody sneak a hidden camera into an institution, and it was bad. It was like naked kids on the floor shitting, like playing with shit. Like,
yeah,
it was bad. Like, it was gross.
Yeah, if they just pay the guards enough to not abuse everybody,
yeah,
it's a good idea.
But what happened was, when they all closed, those people had nowhere to go.
Yeah, they're in the subway.
And a lot of them stayed.
Subway.
A lot of them went back and just lived in the abandoned asylums.
Really?
And that was like a huge, because then they were just running the joint.
Yeah.
And there is
finally.
There was a serial killer called, that was known as Cropsey. And he was a former patient turned handyman janitor type thing for the institution. He lived in a trailer outside of it. But upon further inspection, it does look like somebody planted the bodies, which was, he was killing kids in front of his trailer. So they think somebody else in the asylum pinned it on him.
Interesting.
The big one by us is Greystone.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, so we're both Jersey guys. I apologize. The Greystone was like a mental institution in Morris County. And it was crazy, because I do tree work for Morris County, and they said that when Greystone was still open, one guy's job every day on the tree crew was to stand near the chipper so that no Greystone patients could take a header into it. It was literally their job. All right, you're on Greystone duty today. And that was your whole job for 8 hours, was nobody takes a header.
He's in full hockey goalie.
Dude.
This is going to be all over the place. I apologize. I went on a deep dive. So, well, by the way, me and KP know all this because we grew up with a magazine called Weird New Jersey.
Okay.
That was basically, you would go to like a comic book shop or a Barnes & Noble's and grab it, and it would be all like abandoned places you could go to, ghost stories, really fun.
Yeah.
Fun shit for bored kids.
That's cool.
Perfect. If you didn't have a girlfriend yet, this was what you were doing.
Yeah,
on
this
Friday.
Is what you're doing. Yeah, you were seeing if your car would go backwards on certain roads and like.
Oh, they have one of those magnetic hills by my house where I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
It's like where you put it in neutral and you go up the hill.
Yeah.
You don't actually go up the hill.
It's an illusion.
It's an illusion. But it looks like it feels like you're going up a hill.
100%. However, I went on a deep dive. So I have been very interested/worried that there's apparently, there's starting to be the effects of incest in a lot of closed off communities.
Okay.
And when you, some of the results of incest are anger, violence, and fanaticism.
Mm.
I don't know what parts of the world might be having this issue.
Sure.
But I saw something that fucked me up, and there was a Wikipedia article on it. So if I got fooled, I apologize. I found out about, have you guys heard of the Rat Children of Pakistan?
No.
So it's specifically around this one area. They're having a rise in what you freak shows used to call pinheads. They have like the long face and the,
I think there's these like brothers who are like really big on TikTok who are like that. Yeah.
And they have like long sloping forehead. If you watched American Horror Story, Pepper.
That's who I'm thinking of immediately.
Yeah. And that's Schlitzie the Pinhead, if you ever saw Freaks. And they would dress them up. They would put them in like furs and shave their head, except for a little tuft on the top.
Yeah, yes. These guys. Yeah.
So in Pakistan, it's considered,
they do look a little rodent like.
It's considered bad luck to not give them money.
Oh,
if they're begging,
good deal for them.
Pakistan has leprechauns. That's great, fantastic.
But
troll bridges.
The beggars are all part of cartels that run the begging scene, and they put them out. They're on shifts.
Yeah. It's like gypsies.
And these kids, not only are they having so much that it's a business, if the kids are born without it, they're constricting their heads.
Oh, crazy.
So that they grow up with the long head.
Cash cow.
Because they, but you know, obviously their brains are all fucked up. But yeah, so these are the rat children. Shannon, I didn't make this up, right?
At least the part of the rat children, there is, wait, there, if you click away 1 second, there is a particular area that they're associated with, 1 second. Shah Dola, the rats of Shah Dola. This is the rat children of Pakistan.
Yeah.
So at least that part is true. I'll look up the second part.
And it's just fucking wild, dude. Like, if we're getting old timey deformities again.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And it's purely from inbreeding?
They think, yeah, it is. Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
It's not like contagious.
I hope not.
They all look like Barry Keoghan. It's kind of weird to me.
I'd say open up. You know, open up your dating circle.
It's a tough one, man.
I mean, you think there's enough people where they can kind of...
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
What's
the population of Pakistan? Like, must be 100 million plus.
But I think it's just a lot of... You know, it's like going to high school in an Italian neighborhood. Everybody's cousins for some reason.
Yeah.
So we're moving one country over to India. We do a lot of animal stories here on the show. India has a rise in sexual assaults on stray dogs after decriminalizing bestiality.
Mm.
What vote? What group of people sat down and went, bestiality? You know, it's been long enough. We got
to
stop.
And I'm sure there were people who were fighting tooth and nail to, you know, they're like, my constituency is really against this.
Like,
you're going to lose a lot of votes.
What in the... Also, how ugly must the women be? Jesus Christ.
A lot of them are so pretty. It's just that the voice is so bad. Like, I've been yelled at in that accent quite often when I worked as a plumber in Edison, New Jersey. And it doesn't matter what you look like at that point. It's just the audio torture.
The pitch.
Yeah, a pitch to a dude.
It's
that's
like
100%. Yeah, they can hit notes that other people can't. But yeah,
they must be catching them in the act because obviously a dog.
Yeah, it's not going to tell anybody.
Can't tell on you.
Yeah, no, I think I've seen.
So they're not even like.
I've seen videos of people like beating
dogs?
A guy on the street, and they were like, "He fucked my dog."
You fuck my dog.
You fucked my dog. What a great prank call that would be. You fucked my dog.
You fuck my dog.
Was that Scott and Todd?
No, that was Napster.
Boys?
No, that was when. Remember, like when Napster was popping and everything was falsely attributed to people.
Yeah.
From what I've done the research on that, that was actually a guy from Mississauga, Ontario, and
okay.
It was just like this one-off thing, and it went viral like before things could properly go viral. Like it's like if you actually try and figure out how it became this.
Yeah.
Thing, I have no idea, but that's the best I can find. It wasn't the Jerky Boys. It was the most attributed to the Jerky Boys.
Okay.
Because there was a guy doing an Indian accent and they had the Indian guy or whatever, but it wasn't the Jerky Boys for sure.
Yeah,
Stolen Valor.
Todd Pettengale used to do Indian
Well, that was voice. The thing is nobody, you couldn't attribute it at
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, Todd Pettengale from Scott and Todd used to do Indian voice every once
in
a while.
Yeah, so they would
too.
Just be like, I remember it was on Napster and like LimeWire and the Jerky Boys, but it wasn't the Jerky
that's
Boys.
That's the same, like every parody song became Weird Al.
Right. Yeah, like everything.
Even though like he's not going to sing like about tequila or like he's not gonna say they would give dirty songs to Weird Al.
Or there was like there was like that bluegrass gin and juice cover and everybody just like it was just always said it was Fish, but it wasn't Fish. It was like some other band.
Or it would be like Korn, Slipknot, Deftones.
Yeah, or whatever. They're just like this is who it is.
All in one as the artist.
And
like, wow, they all did a song together?
Pretty annoying at the time where you're like, yo, this is like hugely viral. We made it and it just says it's like someone else. There's nothing you can do about it.
I guess there wasn't really a way to monetize it back then.
No, there wasn't even a way. There wasn't social media. You couldn't even get out there and just be like, hey, everybody, like, this is mine.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't even do that. It was just like, hey, people have just started saying this is who it is, so this is who people think it is.
Shannon, do we have any other info on India and this making bestiality decriminalized?
So just that in that section 377, which is what they kind of got rid of with their new laws, another part of that is non-consensual same-sex acts. So it seemed like maybe what they were trying to do was something progressive by not making it illegal for homosexual relationships. But then along with that also came sexual acts with animals.
It's
and
the slipper slope, Zach. You start letting them have sex with men, they're going to start banging our dogs.
Yeah. Can you bang dogs of the opposite sex?
Not clear.
Not clear.
Also acts with minors. We're on the same thing.
Really, so, just a real...
So it kind of, it's a loophole. It's like how Freddy Krueger got out of jail. Like, it's still wrong. But they just found a loophole. Oh, so technically the dog counts. Because they don't, they don't care for dogs down there. Not fans.
No,
it's like they have a holiday where they beat dogs.
Yeah, it's like a rat type thing for them, isn't it?
Yeah, because I was thinking how many of all, like, the Indian and Arab guys I've ever met. I'm like, I don't think I've ever known one with a dog.
I have some Indian people in my building who have dogs for sure.
Maybe, I mean, I'm thinking but maybe now, yeah, but now. That might be a little.
But that's like, you know,
generations in.
Integrated.
Yeah, generations in.
Yeah.
If you believe in reincarnation, like I always wondered this. There was one family that was on my route a lot, and they were nice enough people, but the house like just reeked of curry. It was permanent. I mean, they were first generation for sure. And then they had this golden retriever. And I always remembered, like, he's like a nice dog, but like he was probably a bad person in a previous life. Because you come in with like the strongest possible sense of smell, and then you're just
imagine what a dog
curry.
Smells.
Oh yeah, that's got to be
Jesus Christ. That's got to be sensory overload.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm wiping my eyes while I'm working and stuff. Like, I was like, this poor dog, man.
That's got to be like when they put on your head what schizophrenics hear.
Yeah,
and it's all the voices yelling at them. That's got to be a dog in an Indian household.
Sensory overload.
He's just rolling around on the floor holding his nose. Oh, fuck. All right. Hey, guys. Today's episode is brought to you by our good friends at Small Batch Cigars. Simple, fast, small batch. Having cigars in the house is a sign of a classy lady or gentleman. It shows you're a person of affluence and taste. Things that I am not. Luckily, our friends at Small Batch Cigar have idiots like me covered. They have free shipping on every order, with almost every order arriving within 2 to 3 days in the continental United States. It's the most thorough packaging in the industry. It comes with that Bovita pack, so your cigars come super, super fresh. They have an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars, and you earn 5% rewards points instantly. So head on over to smallbatchcigar.com today. And most people click the new button first to shop the newest arrivals. And you can use our discount code GAS10, GAS10, for 10% off plus those 5% rewards points. Check them out today, guys. Small Batch Cigar. Simple, fast, small batch. Let's get back into the show. Before we get into... let's do one more animal story. Shannon, you're not going to want to watch this. I have become accustomed... We've been watching a lot of people cooking iguanas because iguanas are falling out of the trees in Florida. Yeah. And I was like, man, this is gross.
I mean, it's got to be similar to like eating snakes and gators.
Oh, I don't think it's... I mean, just watching it.
Yeah.
Watching anything get done when you're not used to it.
Yeah, when you're not used to it.
Is a little jarring.
For sure. Well, I mean, I don't even love watching a chicken get butchered.
No, of course. It's not fun.
No.
But because I'm a hypocrite. I like meat, but I don't want to watch it.
Yeah, not me either.
I did watch a video that I thought was pretty fascinating. And this is, I guess, a delicacy, maybe. But this is how to serve camel hump.
Oh, boy.
Let's try camel hump. I'm in Qatar to check out the food scene, and this has been smoking for about 16 hours.
And this is actually a baby camel, similar to how it's popular to eat lamb rather than sheep. I guess baby camels are more tender than adults. It's almost reminding me of lamb, especially with the honey. The sweetness even adds a bit more of a smoky flavor. If I had to rate this, I'm giving this a 9.4 out of 10. It's
high rating. Good.
So I'm assuming the top is just the fat then.
One hump, everybody knows
this is Bob. This looks like a tumor.
Honestly, I didn't even think there was going to be meat in this camel hump. I thought it was all fat, so this fat is actually what I was looking forward to. Just pure fat. It also left this interesting thick white residue on your fingertips, unlike any other meat.
First, I put my spices. I mix it with ghee, cumin, cardamom, black pepper, black lemon, the dried lemon, garlic powder, onion powder. But mostly the taste will come from the broth, the chicken stock. So I will make a chicken stock and I'll keep pasting it.
So you're smoking for 16 hours. You're spritzing it every, what, like every 2 hours?
Every 45 minutes.
Every 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow. It's like a whole day event.
Yes, yes. It takes a lot. The fat rendering takes a lot of time.
If you mix it up with some pilaf,
honestly, so I know that looks gross. I bet that's pretty good.
I bet the meat part is great. The fat was a little.
The fat, yeah, I wouldn't want to eat just pure fat off of anything.
Maybe, you know, a little.
You
like,
got to, like, kind of get it, like, the meat.
The meat
and
did
the
look
fat.
Pretty okay.
Yeah, I bet that's pretty good.
And they said it was, yeah, they said it's a young camel. They said the old camel dries out.
Yeah, I bet that's pretty good.
I would give it a shot.
So Bert? Doing, I would, because my mom's Armenian, so I've probably eaten weirder shit than that.
Yeah.
But, didn't he sneak that in there, though? He's like, oh, it's like a baby camel. That was,
yeah.
But he skipped over saying, like, veal.
He said that, like, how people prefer lamb over sheep or goat or whatever.
See, I never knew to make a distinction between lamb and sheep. So the lamb is the baby? I'm learning stuff right now.
Yeah, I think lamb is young. I could be.
Yeah, it's like veal, I guess.
Yeah.
Damn. All right, well, I'm a worse person than I thought.
Oh, please. You can't live in this area, and if you eat meat, not succumb to a lamb over rice every once in a while.
Oh, it's one of my favorite things. That's why I'm realizing I'm terrible.
No, it's great.
That's.
I get worried with the chicken now because I watched that video of a fucking halal guy catching a fucking pigeon in a garbage bag. And now I'm just thinking, fuck.
Yeah.
Now every once in a while, because I live in a Middle Eastern neighborhood, I'll see them feeding pigeons. And I'm like, are they fucking putting
them
in
them
the.
Up?
No, I think they're catching them.
Oh, they're catching them. Yeah. Yeah, it's possible. I mean, lots of places eat pigeon.
Yeah. No, they do. Well, my friend Jack Talos is a wrestler. He's in Japan right now. He just tried horse sashimi.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's like,
that sounds pretty good.
In Germany and stuff, they eat horse sausage.
But sashimi is what, uncooked?
Yeah, it was raw horse.
Whoa.
It was like tiny little slices of raw horse.
Sure, it's good.
I bet it
like, really I don't want to be the first person to ever eat that, but once you're like, oh, yeah, we all eat this, is fine. You go, all right.
You're going the Anthony Bourdain route where you're like, I'm not going to insult my hosts kind
of
thing?
Yeah, I'm sure I would try a bite of it.
I've been really thinking about, I want to try a steak cooked blue.
Yeah.
It's where they just don't cook it at all, right?
They basically, like shell it the pan.
They just, yeah, they, like, sear it.
They sear it.
10 seconds.
You ever do tartare?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty solid, man.
Yeah.
I remember thinking I was going to get sick the whole time. I was like, this might even be better.
My father-in-law used to just take pieces of chopped meat raw, like, if he was cooking, and he would try the chopped meat raw.
Yeah, as long as you eat it immediately after you grind it, I think.
Yeah.
You just
that, yeah, it would
you
be
can't
like
just,
that.
Just like eat ground beef because it'll make you sick. But I think if you like grind it immediately. And
yeah, that's right. Yeah, he would when he did it.
Yeah.
That's a sound. Now I want to try it. Now I want to try horse. Shannon?
I hate everything that's happening right now.
How much did you hate the camel hump?
I hate it. Also, eating raw chopped meat on the season of My Strange Addiction. There is a lady who's as addicted to eating chopped meat, and she would just like walk around. I mean, obviously for the cameras, but like just like rip the plastic off something from the grocery store and just like eat the raw meat. But the doctor said that that's like the worst of all the raw meats you can eat because it's several different animals together. So it's more of a chance of
that's like
sick.
What, like stewing beef kind of like chopped meat? Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to eat it if it's been cut.
I saw recently that if you eat fast food hamburgers, that there may be as many as 100 different cows.
Oh, for sure.
Mixed in.
Oh, yeah. Like McDonald's.
Yeah.
Because they make them in like giant. Yeah, at least 100.
Shannon, is somebody's addiction on My Strange Addiction this season smelling their dad's underwear?
Yeah, that was the last episode.
God damn it.
It's pretty insane. And she had to reveal. Are you going to watch it? I don't want to ruin it.
No, please.
So she had to. She chose to reveal it to her father. And
oh,
she's black. Her father's black. So he didn't love this. He was just basically like, that's fucking gross. You need help. Like, get out of my face. And she was so hurt by it. But it turns out like her mother abandoned her at a young age. Her dad actually had to take care of her. So it seems like, you know, an attachment thing to him. But yeah, he was disgusted by her.
Just get like a picture of your dad.
Dirty underwear? You
know? Dirty underwear. She discovered it when she was like helping out the house and like doing laundry for everyone. And then like she would like grab clothes off the floor and, you know, just like do a quick smell check, clean or dirty. And then the first time she did that with her dad's underwear, she's like, ooh, I love this. And ever since then, she's been taking them and she keeps them everywhere.
So she's just like chloroforming herself constantly with her dad's dirty underwear?
Yeah, it's basically like she's like vaping with it. She's just like constantly putting it over her face and smelling it.
That's tough.
Vaping was a really specific way to say that.
It's tough. Yeah.
All right. Let's move on. Shannon, I don't know. Corey, did the Skanks cover the HGTV lady?
I think it happened after they filmed.
Okay. Did you see this lady from HGTV who got fired?
It might be the cutest way to say it ever.
You know, KP, you've had some blue-collar jobs.
Certainly.
Danny, you're a man of the people.
Yeah.
Canadian, so maybe not quite.
I've never heard those two words together.
Neither had I. At least not in that order.
Not in any order. I've never.
And, for the people that had this chick, Nicole Curtis, had her show canceled. And I guess this was from years ago, but the clip came out. She's putting up something and she misses and just in a moment of pure frustration, like when you stub your toe.
Yeah.
She just lets so two words fly out. And it's fart in the N-word, and it really made me giggle. Shannon?
Why? It's my last one. Oh, fart nigger. What the fuck is that that I just said? Nick, you gotta, can you kill that? Oh, fuck my life.
Yep. She must be waiting. She must have been waiting every day since that moment.
Oh yeah, she's like, I'm basically the equivalent of being in the Epstein files. Oh.
Fart nigger.
Shad, do we know what it was from? I want to say it was from like 2018.
Oh, let me check.
But
you think she said it again when this came out?
No, this is shit.
Yeah.
Hopefully, she got ahead of it. Now she's got a book coming out. You know, Fart and Unleashed.
So they pulled her show and took it off streaming.
Yeah, HGTV is pretty family friendly content.
Yeah, I mean,
you have a pretty high standard for being on.
It just seems like everyone who watches this show has never been on a job site.
No, that's just
because that would be the nicest. There's days that when I used to work in welding. That was the nicest thing I heard all day. That would have been the highlight of my day.
Someone was trying to be funny.
That would have been the highlight of my day.
Had a dude from the Virgin Islands when I was working in a shipyard for a minute, and I guess it was Obama versus Romney, and he walked in to go vote, and I'll never forget it because he told me he goes, and this woman comes from, he goes, oh, look at this, another African American coming out to vote for Barack Obama. Good for you, young man. Good for you. And he goes, don't ever call me that again. I'm from the Virgin Islands. I can't stand Africans. I hate them. I hate them. I'm here. I'm not voting for Romney, though. Let me be clear.
I kind of miss those. I don't miss the schedule. I miss the characters.
Oh, it's some of the best unprompted comedy ever. Yeah. And just people that have an incredible skill set and no self-awareness whatsoever. That was the best part.
With welding, because it's the best job you can get with the felonies.
Yeah.
So everybody I worked with was just...
done some shit.
Yeah, it was great. We would have to... Cause a lot of them lived in a motel and would work seasonally. And on Monday morning, we would just see all the hookers getting kicked out while we were driving to work. They were the best. I worked with this guy named James, who, I mean, Lord love a duck, had to be one of the dumbest Americans to ever function. Like, his toolbox said, do not open without writing permizin. And my favorite, one of my... We're working, and we go to a little snack stand, and he's staring at the sign, and he goes, what the hell flavor is Pinto ice cream? And I looked at him, and I went, what? He goes, Pinto ice cream. I never heard of that. I went, pint of ice cream.
Was that your kind of Goodwill Hunting moment, where you're like, I got to get out of here?
No, he was the nicest. I mean,
yeah,
him and then I worked... with a guy named George Miller, and he had a tattoo above his dick that said Miller Time. And he, because my dad ran the shop, or he's one of the guys that ran the shop, and they were all scared of him. So they would tell me things to not tell my dad, be like, hey, or like cover for if they're late. And one day George was late, and he goes, please don't tell your dad why I'm late. I'm like, what happened? He goes, a squirrel fell in my truck. He was driving to work with his windows open, and he drove through a tree. And a squirrel fell in his sunroof and bit him on the leg.
Really?
And he veered off the road, and he took his pants down in the locker room, and there was only squirrel bites on his leg.
Holy shit.
Oh, it was the funniest fucking thing.
Dude, I think you have to tell that one because no one's going to give you a hard time. Yeah. When you can prove that, when
that's
you're like this.
So crazy that it's almost believable.
Yeah, you leave
but wait,
that one.
If you saw this guy and you said a squirrel fell in his truck today, you would go, yeah.
Yeah.
That clocks.
And the one foreman had the Louisiana guy. I think I told you about him once before. But nicest dude, looks like Colonel Sanders, truly looks like him, with a ponytail. And when he went to put his welding mask down, his ponytail shifted to the side, and somebody in cursive had tattooed "fuck you" on the back of his neck. And we still can't figure out if he wanted that tattoo or someone held him down and gave it to him. And no one ever had the courage to ask.
Well, I told you about Charlie Smith, right?
I believe so.
Charlie Smith was he a tugboat operator, and he was an old, old black guy in overalls. And his catchphrase was, "All right, baby." All right, baby. And I'm a little
I love
little
regular
kid.
Guys who have catchphrases.
I'm a little kid, and Charlie Smith, he had 42 kids.
What?
Because he was a tugboat operator. Oh. So he went up and down the East Coast all day. So he just had kids
just
everywhere.
Impregnating women.
And he goes, "I got 42 head of kids. Some of them minty totted, but it's all right. They work. It was minty totted. Some of them were minty totted, but it was okay because they work.
They work, yeah.
And then one time, I'm a little kid, and they're hooking up a boat to his tugboat, and he looks at the rope, and he goes, "Man, I will pull my dick." Oh, dude, fucking blue collar. Blue collar fucking animals.
It's a different, yeah, when you see, you know, a guy shit in a bucket in the back of a van and then just go right back to work. That's always, it's a different kind of person.
Yeah,
it's,
I had a guy that I got paired up with and I worked with him for 3 months and then he didn't come to work one day. And it was because he did coke all weekend, was drunk driving Sunday morning, and killed an old woman on her way to church. And then they just, that was, "Hey, where's Phil?" And they go, "I killed an old lady yesterday and tried to run out of the hospital. He's going to jail for the rest of his life." Like, okay.
There was one guy that, this wasn't a job I was on, this was another foreman I had. And I said, where'd you, he had this awesome multi-tool. And I was like, "Where'd you get that? Like, what'd that cost you?" He goes, "Well, it didn't cost me anything. The guy who owned it, offed himself, and so what we did is we waited about a week out of respect, and then we just went through his locker at work and took what we wanted." it's such a for all like the nobility that they show for it, where they're like the guy's out there working in the weather, like it is the greatest collection of scumbags this side of an open mic somewhere in, you know, the Upper East Side.
Oh yeah, everybody had deep charges. Everybody had a. There was an origin story for every. The longer you work with somebody, the more the fucking details would crack. One of the people I talked about, I won't say which one. The first weekend I worked with him, I'm in a fucking van with him, some other guy, and my dad's driving. And he looks. I met this guy that day, and he goes, "Yeah, my dad left when I was little because my mom caught him sucking my dick in my crib."
Holy
and
shit.
I just silenced now because what do you say? I went, "How was it?" And my dad goes, "Best he ever had." And then we just hung out for the day.
Yeah.
We just drove around
crazy
all day.
The mom told him that.
With that in the car.
Like you couldn't just like come up with something?
Yeah.
You're the mom. You're just like, yeah, he was sucking your dick when you were a baby, so you had to leave.
But that was, I knew the guy for 40 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that kid, and he was so open with it.
Right. A certain amount of candor comes out of those guys. Yeah.
All right. What else do we got today? All right. Do we want to get into some Epstein shit? Actually, here, let's do this first. Hey, guys, real quick. You ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft, like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about tea. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural testosterone levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. You can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. That's ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. Powerbraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show. I watched a video that made me feel old, irrelevant, and angry. So most videos.
Mm-hmm.
But this, and I want to get your guys' take on it, because I realize I am a 38-year-old man. And maybe this is just the world, and I am a cranky old man yelling at clouds.
Yeah, we're doing kids these days.
This is a girl who does not seem that young to me, answering the question on a podcast, what's the oldest movie you will watch?
No.
What's the oldest movie you're willing to watch right now?
Probably like that I have watched or that
or
I
willing
would.
To watch right now.
Like ideally, mm-hmm. if we're like sitting in front of the TV yep. and we're like, what should we watch? And I can just say my opinion and I don't feel like I'm going to be judged.
Mm-hmm.
So careful.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all.
Not at all?
None.
2010.
That's amazing. So 15 years.
Yeah.
Sometimes I still think.
You have something.
No.
He's mad. He's mad as hell.
He's beyond
he's
words.
He's going to fight me after this.
Is he going to move? Is he going to leave?
I'm going to move.
Wait, I meant 1910.
I'm looking for property outside of California.
That is Turkish time.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
1910. Okay,
I meant 1910.
That's more legit.
No. What's the old?
So. Did that hurt a little?
No, I don't think so. I'm trying to think, like, when I was probably, like, in 2005, like, I would watch the odd movie from, like, the 80s or 70s, like, the odd, like, classic, but I wasn't just, like, watching whatever from that time period, I don't think.
I don't think I could name that many good movies that have come out.
I mean, but
out.
It's also different because, well, yeah.
Since 2010.
Yeah, yeah, like there haven't really been that many.
Like,
but
has there been a, when was Hangover?
2011, I think, or maybe actually it was in the, before 2010.
Because I looked
up. There hasn't been a big budget,
comedy.
like a blockbuster comedy. I think the last one that like cracked the top 100, because I was looking this up, is Ted 2, which was 2014, was the last like.
That feels like a new movie to me, too. Jesus.
It really does feel like a new movie.
Hangover came out in 2009.
There you go, 2009, yeah.
Because I looked it up, because Walk Hard.
Dude, movies are fucked right now.
Walk Hard, I think, was 2004, and Grandma's Boy was 2003.
Yeah. No, it's.
I can't imagine being like, I want to watch the new Jurassic Parks,
no.
but I wouldn't watch Jurassic Park.
Dude, with this new, have you seen that Sea Dance thing?
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever, with that? Like, I mean, it's, the cool thing about it is, I mean, it's bad for, like, the movie industry, but I don't give a shit about the movie industry. But, like, you know, like, all the fan fiction stuff, like, everybody would, like, make fan fiction. Now it's just going to be, like, people are making full movies, filling in the gaps of these stories that they just, like, you know, all the Star Wars nerds where they're like,
yeah.
there needed to be, like, something in between this and this. It's like, it didn't make, and you go, okay, go make it. You're going to get the shit suit out of you. I don't know where you're going to put it up, but, like, I think there's going to be all these people, like, all these just fucking all this stuff coming out, like, full episodes of shows that are over already that people just want to be like,
are they going to have... I just feel like it hasn't figured out funny.
I don't think it
could do funny.
It's not the figuring out funny. You have to be as the person. Like, it's not going to be like, here's a single line prompt. Make me an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Like, you'll have to, you know, tweak it and, you know, kind of be a funny person to begin with. But what about stuff that's not funny? What about Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter or all this shit?
Yeah.
Where you're just like, here's the story.
Yeah, I did. Is that the thing where they have, like, Tom Cruise fighting...
Yeah,
Brad
like
Pitt,
Brad Pitt.
Or Brad Pitt, or like...
Are they did like a Breaking Bad thing?
Breaking Bad things. They made, like, there was one where it was, I saw one yesterday where it was Larry, it was Curb, and Larry, like, basically put huge tits, like, he wanted to, like, use an AI feature, and he put huge tits on Schindler's List, or whatever, so it was like, all, like, the girls in Schindler's List have huge tits, and they're like, why'd you put it on... But, like, you could see how you're like, yeah, this is... The fan fiction era will now be... just people making the actual thing.
I've seen three ones that I really genuinely loved. Because I get it. It's weird. It's creepy how they're doing it. But the three I loved was Roy Scheider from Jaws, and he's throwing the fish food or the bait rather in. And instead of Jaws coming out, it's Pam Bondi telling him that the Dow is over 50,000. That was pretty great. The other one I saw that was great was Anakin Skywalker talking to Natalie Portman.
Yeah, with the huge hits.
And then they zoom out, and she's just got fucking
knockers.
Yeah,
well, they took the meme and made it like a video, which was pretty funny. But like, the best is, you know, the Actors Guild like put out some statement being like, China, it's like you gotta, yeah, like China gives a shit about intellectual property. Like,
yeah,
like they give to you, like someone in China is like, oh, I didn't realize we were stealing your IP, my bad. Like, they don't give a shit.
You ever see the Chinese ending to Fight Club?
No.
Oh, it's I might have talked to Zach about it before, but when they finally allowed Fight Club to be seen in China, they have like right before like Pixies plays at the end, it just fades to black and it says, Tyler's friends alerted the authorities after he'd been behaving suspiciously, and luckily they arrived in time, and Tyler is now getting all the help that he needs. No one was harmed. All the explosives were defused. They're like, there is no revolution.
Yeah, yeah.
That was their whole, oh, dude. China's bad. I'm willing to say it. I'm a hero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they have their own edits to everything, right? They get like a special
edit.
Yeah,
they take all the black people out of their superhero movies.
Do they?
Well, the posters, yeah. Like any like superhero movie where there's like a, you know, like.
You know, I would be mad. But after how good the Meg and the Meg 2 were, which were just Chinese propaganda movies, I loved them. And if that's what they're going to give us, dude, give me a Meg every year. I'm down.
Yeah.
They were great. Have you seen the Meg one?
I haven't seen them.
The Meg movies are fucking.
They're Chinese?
They don't, not in the trailer, but that, yeah, they're, half the cast is like all Chinese stars.
Really?
And when I saw it, I saw both in theaters, and both times, I was going, what are these fucking Chinese people here? And then they would like cheer when certain actors would come on and shit. Because it was a co-production.
Right. Yeah.
So it's I
see that a lot with horror movies too, I feel like.
Well, yeah. Those are like more like I have friends do that. They refer to them as developing nations. And you go shoot for cheap down there. You give everybody, a ton of people in a town, a job. And it's not like they have their own film industry. So if you do that for a living, you can get them pretty cheap. So I have friends that'll fly an American cast out for the main roles and then like finish it out there for non-speaking roles. And that, yet I believe that the term developing country is for a country where you should not drink the water.
Yeah. You at your own risk.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. I've one of my friends, one of their producers is a boy of my size. And they were having a meeting, and the people from the other country they were going to were like, your friend, the big guy, he's too big for our streets. If car is coming one way and your friend come other way, there is no room.
Yeah.
between the house.
So you're warning him.
So your friend, he cannot walk the streets.
Too fat to walk.
Yeah, he was too
fat to walk outside.
If men with cars come one way, and your friend the other way, one has to leave.
Yeah, that's funny.
Jesus.
But I don't even give a shit about the movie industry almost did this to themselves. You're like, yeah, you guys didn't put out anything new, so now people are just going
to
do the same
thing. I was trying to think, what great, like, and I mean, because I'm a horror nerd, so like, for me, Hereditary, there's been great movies.
Yeah.
But like, other than if Iron Man's in it, what has been like a fucking holy shit great movie of the last? Because 2010 just seems so. Shannon, did that make you hurt a little?
Yeah, but she's like an idiot. She doesn't know anything, so you can't like take that to heart. I did look up the best movies since 2010.
Yes, please.
I don't know a lot of these necessarily count, but so this one is 2010 though. Was Inception.
Okay.
Mad Max: Fury Road. 2015.
That was a great movie.
Loved it.
12 Years a Slave. 2013. Whiplash. 2014. Arrival. That was a good one.
Yeah,
none of these have come out in the last decade.
But these are since 2010.
Yeah,
but still, since 2010 would include 2 years ago, and they're all just like, well, still 10 years ago.
Yeah, I'm not getting there yet.
Yeah,
you're in order. Order.
Yeah, they're in order.
Okay. That's how you know she was upset by it.
Logan, 2017. Get Out, 2017. Hereditary, 2018.
Those are all great, yeah.
think The Lighthouse was that was, I remember seeing that in theater. That's the last movie I saw in a theater, I think.
Ex Machina.
Okay. Ex Machina 2014.
Skyfall, 2012. Captain America, 2014.
Parasite. There's your Iron Man.
Parasite, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Room, 2015. Hacksaw Ridge, Toy Story, The Big Sick, 2017. The Lighthouse, 2019. The Martian, 2015. The Fighter, 2010, though.
It seems like very few...
Not great ones.
It feels like everything that's a hit, it has to be a sequel at this point.
Yeah, and if that's what you're doing, then you're like, okay, well, people can just make that now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
we don't even need you.
Yeah, you got them already. We got you already.
Is the problem is you're like, yeah, they set up this system where they're like, yeah, we just reuse IP. Like, every movie's reused IP, where you're like, well, now people can do that.
So for
apparently
that
the C-Dance 3.0, because like the big thing with all these AI models is you're like, yeah, you can only make 10-second clips. And apparently the next update of it is you're going to be able to make like 30 minutes at a time.
Jesus.
That's going to be, that's going to be a problem.
Chop it down to 22 minutes. So
I just don't know where you're going to put them. Like, because there will be like Star Wars nerds who are all like, there's all these gaps in the story, you know, like all the Star Wars nerds.
Yeah, but you're
nerds.
Saying they'll get struck for copyright.
Well, I just like, you can't put it on YouTube, obviously. And like, you know, obviously everybody who owns this IP is going to sue out the ass. So you're like, but I'm sure there'll be some kind of like underground sharing network. Where
watch
you can't
this be what takes down Rumble finally.
Yeah, well, you can't. I mean, Rumble's a fucking scandalous.
But if they don't name the character.
No, you can't use her face. You can't use people's faces. Like, you can't just use Brad Pitt's face.
But he would sue you though. Or
he would sue
his...
you if you're like, if you use, you go call this Star Wars, they'll sue you. Like, everybody's going to be suing you. The question is, and like, you know, if you put it up on YouTube, one of these things, it'll get copyright immediately removed. But I'm sure there'll be some other thing, you know, maybe it'll go back to like torrenting or, like people will start torrenting.
The Pirate Bay and shit.
Yeah, it'll just be like torrenting or stuff like that where you're just like, it's this underground thing where these nerds just like share the stuff amongst themselves and it'll get popular that way. I don't know, but people are going to be making this stuff like a lot.
Have you ever
if I was fucking 15 right now,
oh yeah,
I would be cranking out full feature movies.
If I was 15 right now, I'd be cranking to fake porn of every girl.
That too, but you know, there's only, you know, after you've done that 10 times a day, you're like, back to my fucking movie studio.
Have you ever watched any of like the Turkish ripoff movies?
No.
So I don't know if it's still the case, but for a long time there was just no copyright in Turkey. So you could just make Star Wars. So they would put out their own, instead of putting out Star Wars, they would put out their Star Wars. And they could use music from other movies. They could just remake it. So there's a Turkish Exorcist, all the big hits. But they're fucking hilarious because they cost like $8.
Mm-hmm.
But then it'll be like the soundtrack. So I think Turkish.
Yeah, Turkey has some weird thing. Apparently I've heard where if you use a VPN saying you're in Turkey, YouTube doesn't have any ads.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I've read that somewhere because I was trying to think of this thing about Turkey. But it's like, yeah, if you use a VPN and say you're in Turkey, Turkey has some law. And you, I believe it's Turkey.
So porn,
just like YouTube doesn't have ads.
Porn, maybe it's similar to it. Porn is banned in Dubai. So I lived there for a couple months when I was in the military. And every guy, when I got into the country, like, hey, you got a VPN, right, before you came over here? And I was like, no. And they're like, oh, dude, you're not going to be able to watch any porn the whole time you're here. And it was weird because there was little cracks in the system. So like anything with multiple X's in it wasn't going to pop up there. The only... porn streaming thing I found was just because it was like local jargon, I guess, specific to America. The website Slutty Red was able to. That was my little.
Got through.
Yeah, that was like my Death Star strike where I was like, this is the one avenue that this will work on. But yeah, VPN, it was crazy over there because even I bought movies in Dubai that didn't work when I brought them back to America.
Yeah, because it's a like DVDs.
Yeah, one of it was Miller's Crossing. Might,
it's a different codex.
It's a different format,
and it tripped me out because it looked the same. I was, I didn't think I was being as foolish as I was, and then there I was. I was like, well, I guess that's my Criterion Edition. But
yeah, that's the thing with people that collect movies too. You have to get a different DVD player
like,
for certain.
Yeah, because there's like PAL format and all the different ones.
Turkish Star Wars. It's the Raiders of the Lost Ark music a lot. And the Superman music, it's just a lot of horseback riding, you know, like Star Wars. Shag, you bring up the trailer for Turkish Star Wars. It's a great watch. I haven't done it. It's old.
It's old.
It's around from it's very, like, they would pump these out, like, as the one was coming out.
Right.
Indian Superman was real, too.
Indian,
right?
Indian Spider-Man, too.
Oh, dude. Italian Spider-Man is still my favorite. Of the spoofs they did on that.
I don't think I've ever done this on Spook Show. Maybe I should do after Black History Month. Maybe I'll bring up Turkish Star Wars. I know there's also Indian It.
Oh, that's got to be great.
Yeah, I don't think he kills people though. I think he's just like a scary ghost. But it is an Indian guy in the clown. Yeah. Dan, do you have a trailer for Turkish Star Wars?
Give me 1 second. YouTube is being a stupid asshole today. 1 second.
Don't worry about Shannon. No pressure. It's not your fault.
Just tell it you're from Turkey and then there's no ads.
It keeps telling me every video I click on, this content isn't available until I go ahead and then back. Okay. Just let me know if you think this is it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't.
Cunt film Prometheus, the early masterpiece of sci-fi filmmaking. Turkish Star Wars. Kuneit Arkin.
Guessing no.
King. I mean, this isn't the real. This is a dub.
Turkish Star Wars.
Do you want me to pull it?
Yeah.
Here, I don't know if you want to like see if one of these other ones looks like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, bring it up for me.
My friend, the Armenians are rebelling again. We must put it down. The sand people.
Do that one with the guy kicking.
Hold on.
Jesus.
So dumb.
It's not your fault, okay. Shannon.
Sorry, hold on.
And make sure you take that out.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, they all know my email by now.
I know, but I was trying to.
You know, yeah, I'm going to take it out. I lost my spot. Hold on, sorry.
Don't worry about it. You're doing your best.
It is weird that they just say not available. Are the Chinese attacking YouTube today?
I know, it's like every, it's not even certain, it's like every video. Okay, here we go.
Still hung up on before, because Shannon's accent comes out real heavy on certain words. And when she said, talking about the guy eating raw meat or whatever, she's like, yeah, from the store. I was like, oh, there it is. Yeah, I forgot. Forgot Brooklyn was in the house.
Sorry, one more minute.
Don't worry about it, Shannon. Take your time. You're getting there. Okay. You did your best.
All right, here you go.
Here we go.
Oh, wait, is this the same one? It's showing me the same thing.
Yeah, fuck it. Don't worry about it. We're
sorry,
done. We're done.
Sorry.
We'll get another time. All right. Hey, guys. Today's episode is brought to you by YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. If you do Kratom for one of its many benefits, this is where you got to get it. If you don't do Kratom, I don't want you to start on my account. But if you're going to get Kratom, there's only one place, YoKratom.com. They have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the Gas Digital Network. There's no promo code needed. Why? It's already the best deal in the world of Kratom. That's right, $60 for a whole kilo delivered right to your gosh darn door. Check them out today, guys. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Let's get back into the show, baby. You're too with it, fellas. Talk a little Epstein shit. Did you guys see the video that resurfaced of the model claiming cannibalism at Epstein Island?
No, I heard something about this.
So there's a chick, this was a couple years ago, got off a plane and she's yelling, they're eating people. And I am starting to really think, because if you've seen the code words, that
the
they think
pizza and the jerky.
Yeah, they think jerky's flesh.
Yeah.
And here we go. White tuna, dead white woman, cheese, pizza, chicken parm, child porn, chicken soup, child sex, hot dog boy, pizza girl, pasta little boy, cream cheese newborn, organic carriage, ginger girl, LSJ, Little St. James. Ice cream, male prostitute, walnut, non-white, sauce, orgy, jerky, human flesh.
Was it you who tweeted about the grape juice?
No.
Oh, I saw some tweet about it. Like, what do you think grape juice is a reference to?
Yeah. And so this is Epstein saying, how do we deal with the frozen white tuna? A very regular sentence to email somebody.
Jerky will be with me.
Jerky will be with me when I get to LSJ. I can come tomorrow and take care of white tuna if you'd like. I'm due back in NYC by this evening. Sent from my BlackBerry. I think this guy was dealing human flesh.
And prepare a white tuna. It'd be nice to know who that was from. I guess we can't.
Uh-oh.
There we go.
You know he's in the fucking Epstein files 2,500 times?
Deep. And he doesn't look good.
They were boys, dude. Mm-hmm. I was fucking... I searched his name. I went through so many of the emails.
I'd love to be back at your island. I'm at a shit gig in Dayton, Ohio right now.
Pitbull of pedophilia.
Looks like he was looking for puppies.
Yeah. Dude, his whole deal, too, he's such a fucking Jew. His whole thing was like, he's like, yeah, I'm coming to the city and... Because I guess Epstein had all these apartments everywhere, all over New York. So he's like, that were just empty. And he's like, I'm coming to the city. I'd hate to have to get a hotel for myself. He's like, can I stay in one of your apartments? And then there's like these emails where he's like, can I stay in your apartment from like this day to this day? And then can I leave my stuff in the closet? And then I'll come back and stay in there afterwards. And he's just like Epstein was literally like, this is the kind of shit this guy's dealing with. Is just like organizing Bobby Slayton to stay in his apartments.
Well, because I think Lewis Black got ahead of it on... Sam and Mark show, where he said he had been at a dinner with Bobby Slayton, Epstein, Woody Allen, and Sun Yi, which optically is not great.
No, not great. No, Woody Allen, a ton of fantastic filmmaker.
Yeah, yeah. It's not good. It's really because first of all, for you to be tight with Woody,
yeah,
is a look.
Yeah,
I'm not so. No judgment.
It is weird that Mike Tyson has evaded all of this. Like, you could totally be friends with Mike Tyson, a convicted rapist, and people are just like, yeah, it's Mike Tyson, Iron Mike. And
yeah, they're over it.
Yeah, they're over it. You don't get any of the smoke. Like, nobody would ever be like, I can't believe you're friends with Mike Tyson.
It is funny that they when they wouldn't let Mel Gibson be in Hangover 2, and it's like, Mike Tyson was in the first one.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you're like, what are these rules?
Yeah, who? It's almost like a certain group of people.
Yeah, sure. Like, how do these rules work specifically?
I mean, it is funny that like every comic is in it. Like Norton's in it, but that's because
the DePaulo one is the best.
Well, oh yeah,
DePaulo one is basically like, yeah, you're a little too controversial for me. I don't know if we can hang out anymore. Essentially, DePaulo said that.
Okay, so DePaulo, because I consider Nick a friend, but the. What I was hoping is what I think I heard you say. DePaulo's like, yeah, I don't got time for another fucking Jew in my life.
It was literally Epstein emails DePaulo and goes, that was fun hanging. And like, let's do it again next time I'm in New York City. And DePaulo's like, yeah, it's like, it was cool hanging out with Woody. And, you know, the food was amazing. Your place was amazing. But you're a pretty controversial person. So I don't know, I don't know.
When Nick and Mel Gibson start coming out smelling like roses.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What a wild one. That's.
Like, the only guy who had any kind of integrity with this whole thing in any of this.
Rogan.
DePaulo in the actual emails.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, where DePaulo, like, you know, kind of got roped into going to something. Probably, like, Woody Allen's there. So you're like, of course. And then afterwards, probably, like, maybe started Googling Jeffrey Epstein. He goes, I don't know. It's a little too hot for me.
I'd imagine before a certain date, if you didn't know, it's not like it was, like, a hot story the first time he got arrested.
No. Like, if you hung out with him in 2010, you're just like, yeah, I don't know. I didn't Google him. I just knew he was some rich guy. I never checked him out.
Did you see the painting of George W. Bush as a little kid on the floor with the paper planes?
No.
No.
He's got it. I think it was right here. So he obviously has the one of Clinton in the blue dress. He had another one, and it's George W. Bush as a little kid sitting like crisscross applesauce on the floor with two paper planes throwing him at the Twin Towers.
Oh, man. So I wish we could solve this
There's more. So, I don't know. One of the people that was definitely on the Lolita Express and received a foot massage in testimony, but then the girl said he did not try anything else, that Epstein told her to give him a foot massage, and that was all that happened. Is Matt Groening.
Really?
From the creator of The Simpsons. And Shannon, you want to bring up The Simpsons? And is this fake?
I don't think so. This appears to be real.
Oh, I like The Simpsons Epstein character.
So a line from an episode of The Simpsons aired 26 years ago reads, warning, some creepy figures on an island are secretly running the world. And it appears... when Homer is doing his fake QAnon.
Oh, with the Mr. X.
Yeah, and he was spreading rumors. One of them, some crazy creeps on an island somewhere are secretly running the world. And this apparently crosses with the timeline of the
crazy.
Him visiting. Yeah, Virginia Guffrey, now deceased Epstein. Epstein trafficking victim said she was on a private flight with Epstein and Simpsons creator Matt Groening when she was 16 and was directed to give Groening a foot massage, though she cleared him of any wrongdoing. This is right around when the episode in question aired.
Huh.
So well, is this a hiding in plain sight thing?
I don't know, or maybe he owes us an explanation.
It's kind of his version of Eyes Wide Shut, maybe.
Yeah.
That movie keeps coming back into my algorithm every 2 to 3 days.
Oh, yeah, that there's supposed to be an ending narration and with the two guys leading the girl away.
Oh, yeah, and it's they changed, what was it, the note that he reads, and mm-hmm. then it's, you get lost deep in this one, too. That's like Psych Warfare 101 is apply misinformation and disinformation simultaneously to the point where you actually can't find the truth. Mm-hmm. I think that's what we're dealing with now.
Are you familiar with the Eyes Wide Shut thing?
The ending of it?
Yeah.
No.
So they finished it after Kubrick died, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had one screening.
Yeah,
and
he had
he
one
died.
Screening and then he died.
And then he died. So the end, some people think there was supposed to be narration. And instead, it's just a regular scene. And it's Tom Cruise, Nicole Kidman, and their daughter in a toy store. Now, if you watch the movie, there's two kind of background guys that keep popping up that almost seem like they're surveilling them the whole movie. And if you watch after Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman get back together, they're leaving, and those two guys are leading their daughter out of the store.
Mm.
And they think that basically they traded that it's one of those things like when you're in the cult, you're in forever. The theory is that the real ending of the movie was supposed to be that they traded their daughter to the cult in exchange to get out for their own lives.
Whoa. Dark. Isn't Eyes Wide Shut based on like a book or something? Like an old book?
It might be. I'm not sure.
I think it was like based on a book from like the 20s or something.
Well, all the imagery they pull is from that Rothschild party in the 70s.
Yeah.
Like all the weird...
the masks and shit, yeah.
It was called a surrealism ball or something like that. It gets nuts on that one.
Based on the novel Dream Story, German drama by Austrian author Arthur Schnitzler. Kubrick's film adapts to the psychological drama, shifting the setting from 20s Vienna to 90s New York City, but keeps the exploration of sexual obsession, jealousy, and a secret masquerade cult. Yeah, because that, you know, they always say Kubrick was nothing if not intentional with everything he did.
Yeah, yeah.
Like all the what would be gaffes in The Shining, you know, or mistakes are definitely like chairs moving,
yeah,
labels on shit moving.
Yeah, those weren't like
he was autistic out of his mind.
Those aren't like continuity fuck ups.
Nobody fucked up. He was fucking around with it.
Yeah.
Cause I think it's also to keep you lost feeling the whole movie, because like in The Shining, the hotel doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's the geography of the hotel is impossible.
Right.
So like when he goes in for the job interview, he's in the middle of the hotel, and then when he goes into that office, it's got bay windows facing outside.
Right.
So like they say, it's basically narrator versus reality, and that
it's like just keeps you disoriented. Kind of.
Yeah. And also, it's whoever's perspective you're watching their memory of right. what happened as opposed to necessarily what actually happened.
Yeah.
We saw the made-for-TV version of The Shining, right?
Oh, it's awful.
It is. It's
different version or just cut for TV?
So Mick Garris directed it. It was a sci-fi original, I believe.
Why? Was it?
Or it was on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Why is a very good question.
In the 90s, would they be like, we need to remake this?
I talk about The Shining a lot, so for people that are sick of me, I apologize. Stephen King hates the movie because he thinks it's a movie about a crazy guy and not a house that makes a guy go crazy.
Okay.
Or a hotel that makes a guy go crazy.
Yeah.
So he always thought Jack Nicholson was too recognizable, mugging it too much. And he's basically too Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
But in reality, also, I said this before, Kubrick's dad was a drunk, and he hated drunks. Stephen King was an alcoholic, so he had sympathy for the Jack character that Kubrick did not.
Gotcha.
But yeah, they hate it. So Mick Garris, who's one of like Stephen King's boys, said, we're gonna make a book accurate TV movie. So, you know, no axe, it's a croquet mallet like in the book. There's no hedge maze, it's topiary dinosaurs and monsters and shit. And it stinks.
Yeah.
And instead of Jack Nicholson, did you ever watch Wings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got the funny brother from Wings, Steven Weber.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah Steven yeah. Weber. So they got him on that, which is also weird because the guy who plays his brother...
I thought Lyle was the funny brother.
Well, Lowell. Lowell is Thomas Hayden Church. He steals yeah. that show. But of the two brothers, it's Steven Weber is in The Shining, and then the other one he made, the Storm of the Century.
Mm-hmm.
Storm of the Century is Joe Hackett. So it's Joe and Brian Hackett. So the lead two actors on Wings both got into Stephen King adaptations in the 90s for some reason. It's like a weird thing. Just doesn't make any sense. Probably same agents is my guess, but... Yeah, it was pretty. King loves
was
that one.
Was it cheaper than just like licensing to air it on TV? Like, was that what it was?
No, it was specifically Stephen King hates the movie.
Oh,
wanted,
he just hates it.
He wanted his version.
Oh, that's like his fingerprints kind of all over the actual
yeah.
movie. Gotcha.
Because Kubrick didn't play that shit. Kubrick right. took source material as the source, but I'm not going to let it get in the way of my movie.
Right.
And well, so, yeah, it was.
Also,
it was,
too hot. The wife in the TV, Rebecca De Mornay. Mm-hmm. She's just too hot. Like, it throws everything off because you're like, you need... What's the actress's name from the real Shining movie?
Shelley Duvall.
She's so unhinged and perfect in that's why I think she's iconic to that movie. And then you're just like, oh, what if it was like a hot blonde girl that, you know, you're kind of terrorizing. You're like, all right, cool. And then like she shows up in like a short skirt and you're like, all right, I'm out of the movie now, guys. I hate to tell you.
And the kids got buck teeth and they bother the fucking shit out of me.
It's he was in Little Rascals too.
Yeah, yeah. I hate him. I hate him so much. I hate his face.
It's on Tubi if you want to be angry for 4 hours.
Oh yeah, and it was a 2-day miniseries, I think. Like it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's 4 hours.
It was a rough watch to get through it.
All right, what else do we got to? Oh, do we have the video of the girl saying cannibalism
yes.
on the island?
Yes.
It's 2009. So they ate humans, disgusting. They ate humans. In 2009, Mexican model Gabriela Rico Jimenez, then 21, surfaced in a viral video alleging cannibalism, multiple murders, and elite ritual activity at a party in Monterrey that she claimed was connected to Jeffrey Epstein's network. She was swiftly arrested and subsequently disappeared. Shannon, did I get fooled?
No. I actually brought this one to you. So this isn't something that I would get you on, but I did look it up and she is actually missing. This really did happen.
Oof.
It's not looking good.
No.
Did you see the latest reclamation project? Because, of course, there's going to be people jumping in to try to spin their own narrative to it. But the latest reclamation project is that Michael Jackson knew about all this and was trying to stop him.
Yeah, and supposedly Macaulay Culkin was on his way on a plane and he stopped it.
No,
and,
Macaulay, don't go.
And Neverland stood for never go to the island. This is a Black Twitter thing.
Yeah.
That he saved all those children from going to Jeffrey Epstein.
Enough Michael Jackson slander.
Yeah.
They're trying to save Michael Jackson's reputation the same way that like every blue collar guy is like, I think Mel Gibson gets a bad rep. Like, that's the two.
See, when Michael Jackson should have released a few more good songs after the molesting, and we would have given him Passion of the Christ, really, it'll clean you up. And then Apocalypto, by the end of it, I was like, this guy's just a great filmmaker.
Yeah.
I can't get mad
gotta
at
separate
him.
Separate the artist.
And then he's
the
back
art.
In daddy's home. That's and he's just doing comedy again.
Yeah.
Nobody gives a shit.
Gotta separate the two.
The Wahlberg one they did made me laugh when I saw the trailer, the latest Mel Gibson movie, because they just tout it in the trailer, like, from the director of Braveheart and Apocalypto. And then they just don't say his name.
other people that I guess have been named in this, apparently more than one person that Ted Kaczynski had sent bombs to. When the Unabomber was active, the professors were in contact
really
with Epstein. So point Teddy.
Okay.
Also, I believe the CEOs of Chuck E. Cheese and the guy who runs School Picture Day.
School picture day.
That's tough.
That's tough.
That's a tough look.
You're so resigned. Chuck E. Cheese, resign for that
Chuck
E.
Cheese put out a statement saying that he is not resigning. Their CEO or whatever it was not resigning. He was being transferred to another company, and this is just coincidental. Okay. That he is being changing positions.
Yes, Bishop McKenzie is leaving this parish in Boston, and we're sending him over to Nicaragua now.
Yeah. It's not a good...
This is bad.
Was it a dentist or a doctor that had the email that said to play sounds of a heartbeat or the mother to make babies suck harder?
Oof. You're on another level right now, Zach.
It was literally like an email, like, if you have a child that's suckling, if you play... I want to say it was a mom's heartbeat or something like that. It will get them to suck harder and faster.
Oh, that's in the Epstein files.
Yeah, it's an email from I want to say a dentist or a doctor. Shannon, am I crazy?
I'm looking.
Look that up and then we'll call the show.
Dr. Isaac Yankum.
There's some deep dark shit in there, man. And I don't want to be conspiracy Zach all the time, but the more you see, the more you're like, fuck.
Yeah. How do you read any of this stuff and then not become loosely conspiratorial?
It was such a major operation for so long.
What we wanted to do, I thought it'd be hilarious to do on Loser. We were going to do take the redacted sections of certain things and then have everybody play Mad Libs. Like I'd be at, hey Paco, give me a place we shouldn't be, or so, and then at the end of it, then I would just read what it was. But every single paragraph I wrote, I'm like, this is too sad.
Yeah,
I'm not finding anything funny to play with in here.
Shannon, did I get that wrong?
I'm trying to find it. Not yet.
All right. We'll do one more thing, I guess, before we get out of here. Here we go. Here's some classic. Parents brawl at youth basketball game in Staten Island.
Now we're talking.
It ended on a feel-good story. And get my bros out of here.
I'm waiting for Shannon to be like, but it was my nephew, and he was completely allowed to do this.
Sure. They bus him in from other neighborhoods.
Detained by the Staten Island Advance shows two moms at a sixth-grade boys' basketball game taking shots at each other. Catholic Youth Organization officials say the violence unfolded at St. Teresa St. Rita's Dream Academy during a game between the school and St. Clair's on December 20th.
Instead of being responsible adults, they let it go, let it rip. And I just thought, no.
If you're making the official statement to the news, I don't think you can say, yeah, they let it rip out there.
Let it rip.
Enough is enough.
In light of what happened, Staten Island Borough President Vito Fossella and the Catholic Youth Organization, which oversees parish-based sports, announced today new rules to ensure spectators are no longer acting out of bounds.
If you've thrown or removed from a gymnasium from a referee, you have a one-year ban. If it happens twice, lifetime. And if there's a fight or a physical altercation,
you
it's a
take
lifetime
your hoop
ban.
Earrings out first, then you do it.
Leaders say up until now, altercations at CYO games have been handled on a case-by-case basis. Not only have the fighting mom's children been suspended for the rest of the basketball season.
Two families got involved and their families have been banned from CYO.
Video.
Dude.
The one mom's kind of hot.
That's crazy that wasn't already the rule.
Yeah, that seems like a pretty standard rule. I can see how that happens, though. I was at... No, my friend, his kid plays like high-level hockey, but he's like 8 years old. He lives in Canada. And he was playing a tournament at that American Dream Mall.
You know,
the rink in Jersey. And so I went and met him. I hadn't seen him in a while. So I was like, I'll come and just like, you know, watch your kid's hockey tournament. We'll hang out. And you're like sitting there and there's like stands and there's other parents. But like you forget that these are like kids and you're just watching a hockey game. So like we'd be like, well, that kid fucking sucks. Like, oh, man, that kid's terrible. But then you're like, yeah, his mom's sitting right there. Right. And you're like, you forget that, like, you're not, because they were pretty good, these kids. But then you're obviously like, some of them suck. And you're just like, oh, man, that kid's shit. And then you're like, the mom's like, what the fuck did you just say? Like, you could see how you could get kind of lost in the fact you're watching sports and just start shit talking these kids like they're just actual athletes.
In my experience, and this is just from wrestling in high school, for some reason, the Catholic schools, the parents were ready to throw down.
In theory, they have were money so, on it. That's why.
Yeah, the parents were always so fucking ready to go and fight, screaming, cursing.
Yeah,
I don't know. A lot of stand fights.
Yeah. It happens. Kids, they get fired up. They're like, this cost me so much money. This kid's playing like shit. All my time and money is being spent on my fucking kid playing this sport.
Mm. Before we get out of here, KP, you got a boy on the way.
I do.
If you got choice, not that you're going to force him into sports. If you got a choice, what's he playing?
Wrestling's always good. Too useful of a thing. Plus, he's going to be the youngest because I got my two stepsons that are older.
Oh, yeah. We got to get this kid some training.
So I want him training as fast as I want him to be able to, the day they think they can go after my son, for my son to just go Bruce Lee on him and just, you know, be like water. And just just give these kids the ass whooping that I've been dreaming of.
Oh, you can start training them now.
Yeah, so he's my proxy. I'm going to say, listen, I want to tell you some of the stuff that these guys have done to your mom over the years. It's a little psychological warfare.
I'm going to start teaching them liver shots now.
I want Mickey Ward. I want Mickey Ward coming out of the womb, pretty much.
All right. Well, thank you so much to my wonderful guest, KP Burke. Check out the American Loser podcast. Please check out Boys Cast with Danny Polishchuk. And we'll be back on Wednesday. Bye-bye.
Right. The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down. Just like your favorite Obese clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. It's Zach Amico's.